19. Ice versus your lion eyes. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rokitansky,
Liv Akar,
and Travis View.
This week, just the second week of the new year, the world has gotten more frightening with the murder of Renee Good, who was shot two or three times point blank by an ICE agent after pulling out of a driveway, trying to flag the ICE caravan to go around her, and then attempting to drive away from ICE agents as they reached inside her vehicle. By the way, I just want to start this off by saying, not that I think that we have any too many right-wing people who listen to this show, but if there are, or you hate listening, the penalty from fleeing from a federal agent, even if Renee had not been murdered, but instead been pulled over, apprehended, charged, and managed to get convicted, is 5 years in prison and a fine. Just want to say that. And my point is, we'll never know what was going through Renee's mind in her last moments. The best we have is videos of the incident, which shows her pulling the steering wheel hard to the right, seemingly showing an intent to move around the federal agent. And yet before her body was cold, you have all of these ghouls, vice presidents included, flocking to social media to say essentially she deserved it.
Yeah, it really seems like the right is trying to make this like their Charlie Kirk response, where they're like, you made fun of this evil, racist, homophobic, transphobic guy who said that American killing people is good. So we're going to make fun of this random woman dying whose like crime was being around an ICE agent.
Yeah, her crime essentially was just like wrong place, wrong time.
Mm-hmm. Which really feels like, I mean, not to be too over-optimistic, but like really overplaying their hand. I can't imagine, like, because I saw like a lot of, even like, I haven't been on Twitter at all, but I still get exposed to it on other social media.
Right.
They were really like, they were making like the Wojaks of her getting shot. And it's shot in the same place that Charlie Kirk was, just in case you're like, if there's any ambiguity about the, you know, the reason why they're doing it. And it's like, oh, it's because you guys made fun of our guy. But people didn't like Charlie Kirk particularly, like the average person doesn't. I can't think of a better way to sour the independent, the median voter. This is the person you presumably need to be able to like control and dominate society than just making fun of this person who was killed. I think that they're far more overconfident. They're way more confident than I think they should be. I don't think that they really understand how most people are viewing this.
Yeah, the polling is bearing that out. Sometimes I have like little faith in the opinions of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular instance, they generally seem to understand how messed up this was. This also sounds like, I said one poll said like 70% of respondents have seen a video of the incident, which is crazy.
Mm, right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've seen every angle of this because, you know, of course, X, the Everything app, made sure it was the only thing in my feed. And in my opinion, it showed me, you know, clear as day that the ICE, I'm not even going to say in my opinion, the video I watched showed me clear as day
yeah.
that this ICE agent was in absolutely zero immediate danger. And this is coming from somebody who has seen way too many episodes of Cops, more than I would like to admit, to know that they have let people live for far worse offenses with a vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was like what really struck me was the fact that the shooting did not affect the sort of the velocity or the angle of the vehicle, and the officer was unharmed. They're saying there was some sort of injury that has not been corroborated. We'll get into that later. But it was obviously not ran over, because if he had not shot, it would have not affected the trajectory of the vehicle. This is one of those I would call, like, you know, why did he have the bull, Bart kind of facts. I'm thinking of that scene in The Simpsons where Milhouse is chastising Bart for gaslighting him.
Santa's little helper? Guess I was the only one who loved him.
You got that right. Remember the time you ate my goldfish and you lied to me and said I never had any goldfish? But why'd I have the bowl, Bart? Why did I have the bowl?
And this is one of those things where it's like, here's a core fact, which is real central, which is I think everyone needs to pay attention to, which is that, like, obviously the officer would not have been harmed because the shooting did not make them didn't change the trajectory of the vehicle in any meaningful way.
Yeah, you don't your body doesn't despawn. It's not like a video game after you're shot. Like, it's in the same general area. It, like, you don't move. That's, you lose the capacity to move because you die.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a tough one, guys.
Yeah.
Things feel bad. I know police are like, they do be murdering people in the street, like, mm-hmm. like consistently for like millennia. But because, you know, especially after this like big push of like, you know, ICE and like the $50,000 hiring bonus and the posters that are like Uncle Sam wants you, you know, very reminiscent of that kind of stuff. It's like any geek off the street, as demonstrated recently, I'm sure you guys saw the wonderful Slate article from Laura Jadid where she gets offered an ICE job like while doing the minimal amount of work. She doesn't sign any of the paperwork. Mm-hmm. She definitely isn't going to pass her drug test because she's like smoked weed, you know, a couple days before, taking the test. And she still gets the offer. So when I say any geek off the street who wants a $50,000 signing bonus, which is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. Essentially with the idea of going to, you know, essentially to become like some kind of street mercenary in, you know, ski masks and body armor.
Yeah.
You know, I was worried that something, I was worried that something like this would happen.
Yeah. Honestly, I was surprised, like, given my, like, how low my opinion of the America Kakin white proletariat is that they had to offer that much. I thought they would have done it for free. I'm sure all of those, like, you know, really high cholesterol, like, chuds who cannot, like, keep up a brisk pace for more than 10 seconds probably would be doing it for free. Anyways.
The journalist who went to the sort of, like, recruiting area, which is really, you guys should read that article if you haven't. It's really funny. It's held in, like, some kind of, like, esports arena. So it's, like, all of these, like, thick neck, you know, like, law enforcement guys sort of milling around. She said it's kind of empty. There weren't as many people as she thought, but it's all, like, neon LED lighting and, like, because it's tricked out for some kind of video game tournament. Yeah, it's so bizarre. But she said that, like, you know, eventually, you know, she ends up talking to this guy, you know, who's an employee or has been working for ICE for a long time. And he's like, you know, you're not going to be on the streets right away. Like, you know, you got to sort of, there's a lot of paperwork to be done. You're not going to get to do the cool stuff like you see on TV. And the journalist is like, oh, well, that's okay. Like, I guess I'm more suited to that. And the guy kind of like adjusts and he goes, oh, well, just to be clear, the goal is to have as many guns and badges on the street as possible. Okay, so even he kind of, like, when she said that she wanted to, maybe she would be comfortable working in the office, that was like the wrong sort of mentality to have, she could tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you are the brown shirts. You don't understand. There's no brown shirts doing paperwork. Like, that's you don't get to do that.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian the Nanny, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.